running a little bit late this week, but I think it was for necessary because we just needed to get the Concord judgment. But for this week in the Literature Corner, I'm joined in studio by two young women. Thank you very much for waiting for us. Nozugo Tangela and Piwe Mgwabe, who are the co-founders of KD Books. Thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You said you were nervous earlier on. There's no reason to be nervous. We don't bite here. Well, sometimes we don't. All right. So KD Books is actually a book club, and it's really about to get people reading or want people to love to read. Tell us about how you guys started this club and what are some of the ways that you get people interested in reading or encourage them to love reading?
Okay, so we basically started this club because we wanted to create a platform for us to have more inspiring conversations. So what better way to have these conversations about books? That's why we started. The initial idea behind the club was to have more inspiring conversations. Now these conversations, we wanted them to be based on African literature. Mm-hmm. So that's why we formed the club.
And when did you form the club?
We formed it on the 27th of April.
This year?
This year.
Okay. Yeah. And so how did it start? Was it just the two of you? Was it two and three other people? How did the idea for the club, were you already part of an existing book club?
No. We when we read, we tend to exchange thoughts, and we probably say, no, check this book out. What do you think of this book? And then I'd probably refer a book to Nozugo, or she'd refer one to me. Mm. And then you're like, okay, man, we can do this. Let's actually start something. Like, let's read, but now let's include other people, not just the two of us.
Mm. And you say, most importantly, you're focused on African literature, which I think there's been, finally, a greater attention on, you know, different kinds of young authors in the country. We have the Abantu Book Festival, which is about African authors. Mm-hmm. But why specifically for you the focus on African literature?
Because, you know, you find it... So sorry. The thing is...
So basically, we saw that we want to celebrate our own stories, mm-hmm. told by our very own African people, mm-hmm. and we want to elevate them more. And just because we feel that our stories are more meaningful, and some of our stories give us more, like broaden our knowledge, mm-hmm. about our culture, you know, our history in terms of history. And because South Africa is such a diverse country, mm-hmm. why not? Mm. Why not focus it on our uniqueness?
Mm-hmm. And some of the books that you guys have looked at or read in the club, what are some of the books that you guys have discussed in the club?
Okay, we discussed Equal But Different by Dr. Judy Dlamini. Mm-hmm. And we currently, it's a lovely book, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're currently reading as well, Nobuntu Webster's Perfect Mess, Perfect Grace. Mm-hmm. And we'll be reading very soon, we'll be reading Unfathered by Disa. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we also want to venture into Malebo Sepodi's, what you call this?
Misbehave.
Misbehave, yes. So that's we've just read reviews book. About that book, and we've heard her interview here on 702.
And so what is the plan for this club? Where do you guys want to see it go? When you think about it, where do you want to see it ultimately grow into?
We want to... take it as big as possible. I think for us, more than anything, we want African authors to be celebrated and honored, you know. Mm. We want to be the hub of African literature. Yeah. So if by our club we can highlight the need for African literature, that would be fantastic for us. You know, we want to be able to walk into an exclusive book and you find that there's just African books there at a go. You know what I mean? So, but more than anything, to just put up an awareness that reading is cooler than people think it is. You know, you can do it for entertainment, for pleasure, and not just this stereotype behind it that it's so nerdy and, you know,
that you can't read for fun, you must only read for I guess work or
knowledge or whatever,
you know. Yeah. And part of the other thing that you guys are quite big about or passionate about is teaching of African literature to young people.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
We, like I said before, we feel that South Africa is very diverse. We have this historical background that we feel is not understood by young people. So all the better reason to take this historical background, read about it through books, and make young people more, like, more aware of what has been done in our country. So I think we just want to kind of resurrect history, and we want to appreciate, we want to understand, we want to elevate our ethnicity, because we've got this rich ethnicity, which I feel sometimes we tend to forget through this, you know, westernization. So we just want to say, hey, it's great living in South Africa, although I am probably a Zulu girl, but I am a South African. Besides that, I am South African. That's just it. Mm. And I want to appreciate that. I want to say, hey, I've read a book by the Hlomo, the wife, and I learned something from that book. I appreciated Equal But Different. Mm. You understand? I feel equal but different by Dr. Judy Dlamini should be, you know, prescribed in high school from grade 8. There's nothing wrong with that book. Like, I feel I would have not minded reading that book in grade 8.
Mm. Mm. And I mean, if some of the books that you guys would encourage young people to read, particularly by South African authors, authors from the rest of the continent, what are some of those books that you think are particularly important? You mentioned Judy Dlamini.
Yes.
I mean, Silo Deka comes up quite often.
Yes.
So who for you would be quite important to teach, particularly to young people, especially in, like, you know, English literature is a big part of our curriculum, but there's always a concern that there isn't enough local or African literature in our curriculum.
For me personally, I think Malaika's Memoirs of a Born Free is an amazing read, and it's so insightful. Mm. You know, and I really wish that everyone could read that book. You know, Nervous Conditions
is another.
Oh my gosh, that book! I think it would have been amazing to read in high school. Mm. So such books for me are the ones that stand out.
One of the books for me that stand out is When Hope Whispers by Zolega Mandela. Mm-hmm. I love that book, and it identifies that we come from different backgrounds, mm-hmm. and we all have our different struggles. Mm-hmm. So When Hope Whispers, and I would advise Misbehave by Malebo. I follow her. I'm gonna go get her book, but like, I follow her. I like her views. They challenge me. Mm. Like, as a young female living in South Africa, I'd advise Malebo. And yes, Equal But Different by Dr. Judy Dlamini. I'd also recommend I had a list going. Malaika as well. Malaika,
Memoirs
actually.
Of a Born Free.
Yes, Malaika, yes. Okay. Memoirs of a Born Free.
And so the book club, is it open to other members of the public? So if I'm reading or I want to read with you guys, how does KD book club work? And does it allow non-members or other people who may be interested to read with you guys to join? And how does that work?
So yes, we are opening for new members. We want different faces, because currently we are in a group of, like, with a group of ladies. We know each other. Yeah. So we wouldn't mind having a couple of different faces. They can just go on our Facebook, KD Book Club, and drop us an email. And then we'll just send them the info and the address where we usually host our meetings and so forth. So they are open to joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said you guys are on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And Instagram.
And you search for KD
Book Club.
Book Club, yes.
Thank you very much. So those are the two co-founders of a new book club, which is really keen to inspire people to read African literature, local stories. It's called the KD Book Club, and they're available on Facebook and Instagram. Joined in studio by Nozuko Tangel, as well as Piwe Mkwabe. Nozuko and Piwe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And that's the Literature Corner for this week.